Alka.
No.
He's not on yet.
Okay. I'm going to try not to mute. I don't know. My cough is better, but I'm not
okay.
Sure how I'll do.
Yeah. I know. I've gone through that. I've still got some, still recovering from it. This is my second bout with it, though.
Well, with me, it was the prednisone. I'm still shaking, but last night was my last pill, so maybe I'll get back to normal.
I was Passover.
Well, I wasn't. First night, you know, we went to the Congregational Seder, and it was nice. But I wasn't able to do second night, so I had my table already. I felt too badly and couldn't do anything all week, but I had everything cooked. So we had a quiet. I didn't want anybody to come because I didn't want them to catch what I had. So.
Right.
So it was very well. There's a lot of meditating on Hebrew taskmasters, too, and read Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, and it was very nice because I felt like I was in freedom.
Having
to be those. I don't have anybody to help me, so everything is always just me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, but 25 years, I bet I should be used.
Wow. Randall.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Good evening, you all.
Good evening.
I'm Sameha.
Hi, Mark.
Are we starting verse 246?
I think we've finished. We were on 247.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting 247. Okay.
We actually read it, but. It would probably be a good start anyway, just to go into today's verse, because it's probably about the visitor or the person who joined him on his walk.
Okay. So we'll start with Pasuk 247 of section 25 of the Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. When we will first start with the Lishen Yehud. Lishen Yehud kutcha barichu ishkinte bitzilu urkimu ukilu ukimu urkimu. Leyakta Lishen Yehudhe bavadhe. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limun Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenehu. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Esa tamina lach. Behaim shekinta ka'ateit li'it chabarat amar lo hakehu vaday. Udlat parse hu diazel na bahadeya. Wa marli tama mile malyata. Wa na agir na mina, ina her kin cha mina, ashta. The translation, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yessa, I see that you have come in company with the Shekhinah. He said this because he saw that the Shekhinah rested upon the Jew. He said to him, most certainly, I walked with him for 3 parasangs, and he has told me many goodly matters, and I have hired him to serve me for this day, and did not realize that he is such a shining light as I see now. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as writ. Can one hire, employ the Shekhinah? Yes, by supporting full-time Torah study of a righteous man or woman. My estimate is currently a day's hire is approximately $150. Of course, publicizing your hire eliminates the benefit. Some things require concealment, not revelation. And I realize we did read this yesterday, but perhaps we haven't completed the discussion. So are there questions or comments or thoughts?
Yes, we read this yesterday. It's about the mixed about how important it is to support Torah teachers. And I think we did discuss this.
Are there any other questions?
Well, you also made the comment about learning from all persons, and I think not thinking less of a hard person, you know, than anyone else. But I wondered if Rabbi Elazar actually saw a shining light. He just discerned the Shekinah was upon this person.
Why would you think he didn't?
Didn't what? Remember, I'm thinking slow, being on this medication. I'm finally finished with it, so I'm hoping to think about that.
If you'll
he saw that the Shekinah rested upon him, and then he said, and did not realize that he is such a shining light as I see now. So was it until he began to speak? Or did, you know, was it discernment? Did he see a shining light?
Notice who said that he saw the Shekhinah resting upon the Jew?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Rabbi Elazar.
Rabbi Elazar wasn't the Shekhinah?
The words, he said this because he saw that the Shekhinah rested upon the Jew, is Rabbi Ashlag's comments. So if you read the verse without Rabbi Ashlag's comments, you will understand why it says afterwards that I didn't realize what a shining light he was. There's a reason I'm not answering your question directly. And I understand that you're not, you know, you're feeling a little woozy from the drugs. But essentially, Rabbi Ashlag felt it was important to understand why did he say that he has come in the company with the Shekhinah? Because in order for him to make that statement, it has to be true. A right righteous person does not lie, does not say, I will have an appointment at 3 p.m. today and arrive at 3:05. Because that's a lie as far as the universe is concerned. Obviously, we don't make a big deal out of being 5 minutes late. But if you are a righteous person, you're using exact language. Rabbi Elazar is definitely a righteous person, and his language is exact. I see that you have come in company with the Shekhinah. So he obviously did see some shining light. But now, Rabbi Yese is saying, because you tell me that the Shekhinah is there, I did not realize what a shining light I have with me. He taught me goodly things. He said goodly things. But I wasn't aware the Shekhinah was with me. That's Rabbi Yessa. And now you understand why Rabbi Ashlag felt the need to insert his comment. Is it more clear now?
Yes, it is. There were too many he's and
you didn't understand which pronoun was applying to which person, and that can be very common in the translations of the Zohar, because the people doing the translating are not necessarily highly elevated souls, but they know the language of Aramaic. So the way the procedure of translation took place, because they were so interested in doing it quickly, the Kabbalah Center, and actually Michael Berg, that was his project, went to 3 or 4 Aramaic scholars and handed them a parasha and gave them overall instructions of how to handle certain things so that they would look consistent in the translation. But these Aramaic scholars, who were not Kabbalists, translated it. But then Michael Berg went over the translations to verify them, to be comfortable with them, to make sure it was consistent across the different translators. And so that's why you get a lot of he's that are not really clear as to who's speaking, and other pronouns in a similar sense.
This is also, is it a transition verse?
No, it's not a transition verse.
Okay.
No, there's a teaching in this that one of the teachings in this verse is to learn from everyone. Why is he being... If you go back a few verses, Rabbi Yessa has met this Jew and is talking to him about Torah. And here, then in this verse, he's saying, I'm employing him. But is he employing him for a specific action? Or is he employing him because he's a righteous scholar, a righteous student of Torah, and he's helping him support him? We don't know that answer directly from what's being said. But if you read the daily Zohar's translations and comments, he constantly says that every walkabout in the Zohar is a spiritual walkabout, that it isn't necessarily a physical walking. And with that information, it makes it easier to relate all of these things together.
Thank you.
Am I being clear, or is it still confusing?
Oh, no. No, you are. I just wonder if Rabbi Ashlag's comment, when he said the Shekinah rested upon the Jew, he meant that specific Jew, not the Jew in general. I guess that's the way to put it.
We have learned elsewhere in the Zohar that if someone is studying Torah at a high level, the Shekinah is resting upon them. And without tooting my horn, I'm doing this for the purposes of teaching. If you listen to I haven't put the recordings up yet, but if you listen to the reading of the Torah on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll notice a significant difference between my explanations or my teachings from the readings today and Monday versus Tuesday and Wednesday. On Monday, I was coming off of the holiday. So we had the holiday was there's an energy at the end of each holiday called Isru Hag. You may have seen it on the Hebrew calendars. And it's basically an impression of the energy of the holiday that has not totally left. And so the studies that are done on that day are going to be on a higher level than on another day that isn't directly coming off the holiday. And so at least I felt this way when I was doing the teaching. What I was teaching, what I was saying, was on a higher level on Monday, coming off the holiday. And today, it was on a higher level due to the holiday coming on tonight. At least that's my impression. Verse 248, unless there's still questions. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar lehahu yudai ma shemecha amar lo yoezer amar lo yoezer ve'elazar Yeti van kachada yadu gabe atinara behahu hakal patachahu yodai we amar anohi anohi hu moche b'sha'echa Lemani lachato techa, lo eskor mata ma, tere zine anochi, anochi. Rabbi Elazar asked the Jew, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Yoezer." Rabbi Elazar said, "Let us sit together, as our names are similar." They sat beside a rock in that field. The Jew opened the discussion by quoting, "I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. He asked him, what is the reason for saying the word Anohi twice? My commentary, a good question. What would you answer? Here is a hint to my answer. Each pronoun I refers to a different aspect of yourself. Lazar translates as self-hell. Yoezer translates as help Hashem, the male or the right side. Question, comments, thoughts. And the word should not be Lazar, but Elazar. Elazar is a left column name. Yoezer is a right column name. Questions, comments, thoughts. Either everybody disconnected or
no. When the I thought it was just, you know, and especially since it referred to Anokhi, and knowing the meaning of Anokhi, that it was, man, it was important. No, double repeated word. And we don't usually see on a few repeated double. I don't remember seeing it in the doubles. You know, repeated, I should say, rather than doubled.
You're given the verse that's in Isaiah in chapter 43. And if we can look at the whole verse. But the verse, what is written here, what's being said to us, is that Hashem forgets, doesn't really forget, but he doesn't count, so it's called forgetting, a transgression. He doesn't accept it as a transgression. And another possibility is that he changes a transgression into a positive. And that is the process of teshuvah. Transgressions are changed to positives. That is one explanation that the verse is really making clear. But there are many other, you know, 69 other explanations
right.
for the double I. And we do know that sometimes in the Tanakh, the word ani is changed to anochi. It's not often, and it usually only applies to Hashem and to Moses. Once in a while, it will say Aaron as well that way. But here it's talking about a common person, and it's using the word Anohi. So when do you think that would take place? During Mashiach, after Mashiach. So are there any comments or questions?
Okay.
that I will wish you all a Pesach Sameach, a happy, joyous, prosperous Pesach and year.
Okay, thank you.
And our next class will be a Zohar class for the Parasha of Achrei Mot. Shalom to all.
Shalom.